superintendent's evaluation is going to take a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I went through it. Yeah. Said we would. And it just couldn't. You can't really fill it out.
You know, Kathy's Aunt Georgie passed away.
Yeah.
She was going through the house and she found boxes and stuff. You know, pictures, old copper-plated pictures from 1860 of family members, of newspapers, and she could take clipping out newspapers. And I brought two articles down to these guys.
1936 newspaper about the initial funding for the water department.
Oh,
it was $146,000.
Wow.
45% of it was a grant from the federal government. And there was another article in there from 1937. It was one 200-gallon tower and 7.5 miles of water pipe. So they have a copy there for records.
That's cool.
It is pretty cool.
That's really cool. Yeah.
And also, it was, I think, 1939. They dig up, put a new step out there in front of the building. They found bones from a dead body up there.
Oh. Yeah. People died in that.
I know, but you don't bury it under the front step, do you?
Well, you don't want to take them too far.
Might have been a cold winter.
Right? All right, it's 5:33 on the 30th of January, 2019, and I would like to open the public meeting for the Pituit Board of Water Commissioners. Freedom Hall, Pituit, Massachusetts. Myself, Tom Hoppenstedt, Don Campbell and Mark Robinson, and Chris Wiseman are present and accounted for. Is there any public comment?
There is no public.
Seeing no public, we'll move on. Check that one off. We have a couple sets of minutes tonight, one from 12:19, which was a workshop. Or no, I guess that was the regular.
That was the regular meeting.
The regular meeting. And then one from 1:16, which was our workshop. So take a look at those in your packets. And we'll see if there's any questions or problems with those.
You're the only one that can make a motion on those
first
minutes
ones.
To accept them.
Because I wasn't I
make a motion to accept the December 19th, 2018 meeting minutes.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I make a motion to accept the minutes of the workshop from January 16th.
Second that. All in favor?
Aye. I'll abstain.
Sign, right? has it really been since our last meeting that we lost Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Since our last regular board meeting.
Yeah, he died on December 31st.
It was the 31st.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I'd like to just say for the record that it's been kind of a bittersweet year for us. I think the water department's been doing a great job, and we did lose a very valuable member of the department, and Brian Hoger, our senior operator, passed away on December 31st. We can have a moment of silence for Brian. Thank you. He'll be missed.
Yeah, I would like to say, because I know I mentioned to Chris earlier before the meeting started, that I still am shaken by this.
Yeah.
I mean, we all sat down and had a nice meal with the department Christmas party. And it just is, it's a loss, and it's just shocking.
I only met Brian once at the meal, and sat across from him and had a little conversation. Seemed pretty quiet to me, but I could tell that the younger guys respected him a lot.
Yeah. I tell you, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing out there, so it's going to be big shoes to fill out there. Yeah.
Do we talk about that process, or is that?
I think it's on the agenda this evening.
Okay.
Yeah, under new business, water department personnel.
Yeah.
Is that one there?
Yeah.
We'll be discussing it. Yeah. Yeah, I concur. I mean, a lot of knowledge.
Mr. Chairman, can
just
I ask?
A wonderful individual. Just
could I ask to put some item on the new business, with your permission, just a couple of notes about the May election?
So in the new business, we're going to add an agenda.
That was my preamble.
commissioners, the election commissioners,
yeah.
Is that? All right. We're good with the minutes. We have a couple of warrants.
Yes.
This is
we do.
Is she using smaller print on these things?
Yeah. Not your eyes.
Not positive.
I think that on the spreadsheets it looks pretty small to me. But like
this,
like Mark said, it could be my eyes.
I believe this is all just information for you from Jen.
Okay.
On different things.
Thanks.
Thank you.
purchases. I read in the paper that stamps have gone up first class from 50 to 55.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Put it in your budget.
Yep. Next year, everything's going to go up.
Do our things go out first class?
We do a bulk,
bulk
mailing and everything, but we got a bulk commit, but still, it's going to go up 5 cents anyways. It's not going to stay lower, yeah.
Does the bulk go up the same rate?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I have to talk to the expert.
You should. You should talk to her.
We'll have to factor that in when we do the...
Yeah, you have an expert in your household.
Yeah.
Just a question on Brian Hoover's benefit payout. Does that cover all his past payroll that he worked, his vacation time, sick leave, as well as probably, I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
It was there.
Okay. Good. That's good. Thank you.
Same age as me.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
He's younger than me.
Sad.
Small.
It is a good picture, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's making us work. She's helping us with our eyesight training.
Well, you know, it might have to be smaller because we had to add some extra numbers in here for accounts for the Treasurer's Department.
Yeah.
So we had to add some larger numbers in this. I probably had to shrink it up to make it fit. Yeah. Go from a negative 2 to a negative 3 or whatever it is.
Road opening, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Water main break?
No, just we were supposed to do it for any anything we're digging on the side of the road. I don't know if you saw, that's for this month, actually, that payment.
Yeah.
Over just before the coop, where it's all a mess in the road right there and everything. They put a new service, but they rebuilt and tore down and rebuilt a house in the back, one of the old Jackson houses.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody bought it and put a nice, you know, put an addition in it. They weren't dealing with the little teeny A-frame that was back there anymore.
Well, that's great.
The place was doing awfully musty.
Yeah.
Thank you. A-frame. All right. Good with the warrants. I think we'll move on to the water quality.
Sure. We had another go home free month. There were no complaints with the water quality. We've done all right. The new system still has its little quirks that we got to work out, but the guys are learning it quite well. The new guys down there, you know, and learning where to put percentages. We're having a lot of issues with the chlorine that we're using. It's losing its potency rather fast at times, and other times not. We're not sure why. Really, if it's, you know, something gets in the air or it gets oxygen to it, in some cases and not in others. But it's supposed to be delivered at 12.5% solution. And they'll go and test it after a month, and it's down to, like, 3. You know, and they're like, well, no wonder why, you know, that we're having trouble keeping something up here, and we have to keep putting the percentage strokes down and stuff, or up. It's because of the way it's running, and it shouldn't take that long. It should take a lot longer for it to lose its strength and everything, but it might be because it's starting and stopping so much. It's not really positive. We're trying to work out the kinks still there with stuff.
So this is with the new feed system, the chlorine is dissolved in a solution?
Yeah, we get a 15-gallon drum, basically, when we go to buy it.
Okay.
And we used to, you know, it goes to a 30-gallon drum that we use as a tank. So we'd go over there with our pump and pump it out of the 15s and pump it right into the big tank. Well, this time of year, it's not worth keeping 30 gallons there because it'll be there for 4 months. You know, by the time it was done, it'd be putting in water almost.
Yeah.
So we're only putting in, you know, 15 at a time and just letting it go down to almost nothing, then putting another 15 in. And so we're going from a hard strength to a low strength to a high strength to a lower strength. So we're just
trying to, you know, go with it. It's tough with our seasonal, but that way it's tough. And the pumps will pump no matter what. It's just a matter of the strength that they're pumping into it at this point.
Are there lights getting to this solution?
There shouldn't be.
Right.
There's only a couple windows around for the stations, and it's not really where they are. Because most of the stations are blocked without any windows in them. Usually if there is, there's only one window at each station.
And the lights inside are turning off.
Yeah, they're only on when we're in there. It's
a new system.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to take a couple of things, a little wiggle room here and there, but they're pretty happy with it.
Okay.
Other than that, like I said, there was no coliform or anything like that. We are going to be doing VOC samples Monday, which we'll do the MTBE again at that time and anything to that effect.
Now, the system that was set up like that came from where? Who designed it?
The Tater and Howard designed
okay.
it, yeah.
Have they had any issues like this with any other system that they've had designed like this? Is it unique to us?
It's unique right now to us, because I've talked to the gentleman about coming down. He says, you know, put a list together. We'll go try to troubleshoot some more stuff. And they don't mind coming down, looking at stuff, trying to figure out what's going on and, you know, working with you and everything. They're pretty good at it.
Monday you do the VOCs?
Yeah. We'll be doing VOCs Monday and the first round of bacteria samples. That's what we have to do this month. Oh, in this quarter, excuse me.
Good. Any other questions? Water quality?
Just so you guys know, there's been a lot of stuff and a lot of questions around town, also on the POFAs and the POL.
I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, there's been a thank you. I saw that you did make a comment there afterwards. Jen brought it to my attention that was on there. A lot of people asking if we test for it and everything. We currently do not. I can almost guarantee, I think 2 weeks ago, the state just had a meeting on it, and they're trying to find a threshold. So they're going to end up making everybody test for it around, and at that point make their MCL and everything else. So I'm pretty sure it's going to come down the line, but because we're under 10,000 population, we're not required to do the testing. You have to be over 10,000 in population to be required to do the testing right now. And we haven't had anything that has sparked us to do it. You know, there hasn't been a big car fire on 28 where they've, you know, thrown foam all over it and drove away. You know, we don't have any plastic plants, Teflon plants, you know, anything like that would emit the stuff into the ground around where we are. We're pretty rural, I guess we'll say. So there hasn't really been anything. There has been stuff over in Hyannis with the airport, the fire academy that way. There has been some stuff over on the rotaries over there at the Bourne Rotary and the Otis Rotary. They've had a couple big truck fires. So there are different plumes around
mm-hmm.
that they're following and everything. But it, like Mark said, it's all one big aquifer underneath. It's just pockets of it where we all get our water. You know, if it comes this way, there's nothing that warrants us to check for it right now, put it that way. If we do, right now, currently, I talked to somebody. I believe it's around 325, 350 a test per station, but that's only testing for the two, the POF, FOA and the FOS. But I think what the state just did is made it up to five different things to study for, to look for now in the testing. So it might even go up even higher for the testing, the price.
Okay.
Well, it's certainly something we need to keep our eye on.
Yeah. Yeah, and believe me, I get a little something every day, another email coming in saying, hey, you know, we're getting here and we're getting there and, you know, go to the state and ask for this. And
would it be worth it? $325 to do a snapshot and then be able to point to something when we get concerns? Instead of just saying we're rural, it's hanging on someone's mash pay, it's not.
Well, it's $325 for each well test.
Yeah.
But I do think it might be, I mean, I could see doing a test of all wells just to get a baseline so we have a record of that.
Do you need all wells, or can you just take a sample out of the tank? And if it's there, then you go back to the wells.
I don't. That's a good question. I didn't even think of that because I was thinking it'd be diluted at that point.
Well, good. That's
if it's coming out of one well and not the others and stuff, yeah, it would be, you know, I don't.
I'm more concerned with what people are drinking and what's coming
yeah.
out of that.
I'll ask around.
Remember, we have the 5 pump stations.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, if
so
you want to get a background, I don't know why we wouldn't do the 5 stations.
Yeah, I get it. Just get a, but I just, is the state, if the state's going to come up and require testing to be done, whether whatever size of the community is.
Correct.
Is it going to be from the tanks? Is it going to be from the wellheads?
I believe it's going to be per station. They're not going to want anything. They're going to know the source that it's coming from. So if there's something going on, they're going to say, shut your number 2 well. Because what happened with Hyannis was they've always had it in the water. But when they changed the MC, the detection level or the MCL or the suggested MCL to the EPA readings, and they made it more stringent, they went into violation. So the same levels that were acceptable, you know, the week before when they changed the law wasn't acceptable, and they had to do something about it.
I don't think it would be would hurt us to have some sort of initial reading, so we have a you know a baseline to go to, and when they come up with you know, any kind of recommended levels, we have something to gauge it against.
Yeah.
And we could phase it in. We wouldn't have to spend $1,300 right now to test all 5 wells. We could do a couple of them.
Or you want to put in the budget for the next fiscal year?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I could always do something like that and find out. And if they have the test that they're doing now is for the 2 of them. Like I said, I don't know if it's the same test that does everything or what's going to be required down the line. But I'm sure by next year that they're going to let us know either that we're going to have to do it or we're not. I can start making some phone calls and add it to the budget for next year.
Yeah,
and I plan on doing
that.
It.
That's not that awful far away.
As a volunteer thing, yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
I don't think we should rely on the 10,000 population as a crutch to get out of it. I think we should get ahead of it.
Yeah, and that's going to go away,
you know,
is what I'm thinking.
These newspaper articles, they're not scientific studies. They're just highlighting worst-case scenarios, and then people freak out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'd be a good thing to put into the budget.
Yeah.
For next year.
And if somebody called tomorrow, you could say we're intending to budget it.
Right. I mean, we haven't tested positive for it now.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
I said we haven't tested positive for it.
Right. Right. No, by saying.
Yeah.
But we're taking a proactive step. We're
correct.
Getting money. We hope. To make sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Years ago, when we were doing the pharmaceuticals, Silent Springs notified me and asked if I'd like to take part in there. And I said, take part in anything that tells me what's in my water. And they went in and told me, you know, geez, you've got slight amounts of 2 different depressants and 1 antidepressants and 1 other something else, what it was, 3 different things. And then they threw the article out, and my phone didn't stop ringing, saying that our water was poison and everything else. I was like, wait a minute, didn't you just see the levels? They just told me it was that? They came in smiling and said, oh, you only have this level. Then they threw it out to the press of, you're going to die from all the pharmaceuticals in the water.
It is, I can tell you, there used to be a container at the police station.
They still have it, yeah.
Well, they don't have any more because people are throwing needles on there. When they want to empty it out, they got stuck.
Oh.
But so they're bringing bottles to us, and it's all kinds of. I'm reading labels like you would not believe the quantities.
Yeah.
And the direction now is to take the stuff out of the bottles, to mix it up with
coffee grounds
or
crush it,
put it in a container, and take it to the landfill.
Yeah. Crush it, don't flush it.
Yeah.
Put it in so the rats don't eat it and the animals don't eat it. You put it in with coffee grounds that decide
the
smell.
But the reality is, people are going to say, that's too much work for me, I'm just going to flush it.
Yeah. And it's not just the pills. It's the byproduct that you don't absorb at all. So it goes out into your septic system. As I said to the guys, we were talking about the whole thing with treatment and everything else. It's Cape Cod. It's going to happen someday. There's nothing that happens on Cape Cod that doesn't absorb into the ground, and that's where the groundwater comes from.
Yep.
Eventually, everything that's there, whether it's, you know, spilling a 5-gallon bucket of gas, if it's, you know, your septic system, if it's, you know, anything, something, salt from the roads, everything goes into the ground, and then it hits you eventually.
And a lot of the pharmaceuticals, as well as the flame prevention, flame retardants, their endocrine system mimics, and even at really, really low levels, they cause the human body, the human physiology to change and to do different things.
Yeah.
So it's something that, you know, I think we do need to get ahead of and keep it in our minds, and when people are concerned about it, if we can have tests done, when we can have them done for free, that's great, and if we have to pay for some because we see it coming down the road, I think that's good.
Well, yeah, and like I said, I mean, $1,200 or whatever it is, $1,500, whatever it ends up costing at the end between there, for a peace of mind to throw in the budget's nothing for next year.
Right.
You know, if we can foresee, we're not going to be doing SOCs next year, so that's going to be down a little bit, and those are like $500 a piece for the tests. So, you know, it's not going to mess with the budget too much.
Good. Yeah, I think it's to our advantage to do that, and then also to get the guys and yourself to get more training and treatment so that we can figure out what it is down the road that we're going to need to be doing.
Because mm-hmm.
like you said, it's all going to come out in the water.
Yeah, exactly. it's going to happen eventually.
Yep.
Nobody wants to do it, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. Anything else on water quality? Mark, did you responded to Facebook posts or some posts?
Yeah, I didn't identify myself as a water commissioner, but I just said that, you know, the Pituit slice of the aquifer is not affected by what's going on in Hyannis and POTUS, as far as I know.
Yeah.
So, 5 people like that comment.
Oh, good.
Nice. Was Jen one of them? Yeah. Could have been, yeah.
That's cool. But that was on FoxNews.com. Contamination on the beautiful Cape Cod.
Yeah.
They love that juxtaposition of the beautiful summer retreat. And the
But it's everywhere in the nation.
Killing people.
It's everywhere in the nation. It's not just us that has this whole
summer cycle. There's Flint, Michigan's all over the country.
Yeah. They interviewed was it Sanborn? Who was it over in Barnstable? The DPW director over there.
No, Santos.
Santos, yeah.
He was quoted in it.
Yeah.
Because he runs the water department, too, since the town took over the Hyannis.
Yeah.
Where he oversees the water department.
It is amazing how things change over time. Because stuff, all the direction that we had from the foam companies and the burials and all those, that was not toxic, not harmful, no problems. We would use that stuff in training like you would not believe.
Right. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was like, this is not good. We stopped.
Yeah.
Then we went to, we tried using Dawn detergent just to mimic the foam-like bubbles for training purposes. We don't do that anymore. We don't even have any of the foam equipment on the site anymore. But every fire engine has it on them.
Hmm.
Every has 40-gallon tank.
Yeah.
For car fires or whatever it is. And in Sandwich, where they have the tank farm, they have a 1,000-gallon truck of foam concentrate.
I can remember when my kids were children over in Marston's Mills Elementary School.
Fire.
having the fire department there,
oh,
blowing
yeah.
it out, and the kids running around, putting beards on them, saying I'm Santa Claus, you know,
yeah.
and running through
doing
and sliding
the
through,
slide
through the, yeah, and everything with the foam.
They don't use the foam anymore for the July 4th.
Yeah.
In Sandwich, they use detergent.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah. It's high expansion.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You live and you learn, right?
Sure do.
Yeah.
I just took a quick look at this. It looks good, the water quality report.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you put in about the frozen pipes and how to stop that.
Yep.
That's something new, right? We didn't have that last year.
Yeah, some of the stuff we've changed around. Some of it, you know, has to be in there by law. We usually try to throw some pointers in there someplace. Winterizing, I think, was the new one because of all the different stuff that's going on.
Right.
There you go, crush it, don't flush it. That's in there, too.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys do a really nice job with this.
That's Jen and Jerry over at Lugene Printing to get together and
mm-hmm.
put this together, make sure everything fits there. Jen picked that picture out this year of Brian.
Mm-hmm. That's a good picture, though.
Yeah.
It is.
The one at his memorial was real nice, too. Yeah.
Anything?
Oh, I had a question. Do you know... widow's mailing address.
I'm sorry, his what?
Mailing address.
Mailing address for his widow.
For Brian?
I can ask Jen.
I can find it. It's Oneida Road, yeah. I'm trying to think.
I'll email Jen.
27 Oneida, I think, Mashpee, Mass. But I'll check.
Tunneled water quality?
Yep.
For now? Okay. Superintendent's report?
Okay, superintendent's report for December of 2018. In December of 2017, we pumped 6,682,000 gallons of water. In December of 2018, we pumped 6,946,000 gallons of water, for an increase of 264,000. We had a decrease of 300,000 last month, the month before, so it's kind of working itself out here
yeah.
and there.
Yeah.
We didn't have any new services put in. We did have one replacement service over on Main Street. That was a replacement service to a pit that we put in. We had three sideline repairs done while we were shutting houses off. Different ones frozen up, broke. Stuff like that. We had them come in and fix, once we had a good amount, fix most of them at the same time, so we could give them a whole day instead of doing one and having to pay them for most of the day. Just an update on the truck. It has come in. It's at the bodybuilders now. They're building the body to put the body on. My next call, I expect, is for us to go up with the old truck and transfer some of the equipment over. So that'll be coming pretty soon. And the only thing I have on here is just kind of Tower North still is giving us money, and all the carriers are still giving us money. But I did notice today that the gate was open over there. We had to mark out there the other day, so they're putting some kind of new platform out there. So people are coming in, building stuff, getting it ready. They're probably just waiting on the weather, I'm guessing. To get everything up. I think they'd want to get in there quicker to change over, but we can't complain. We can't keep,
right.
We're getting paid. This is all income right now that we weren't expecting to come in.
I understand the
yeah.
income part of it, but at some point in time, it actually has to get done.
Yeah.
So we can finish up with that piece of land there that
yeah.
the piles are on, so that people can stop. Because there are people complaining still about the cell
yeah.
service.
Yeah.
And if there's ever a problem, it's going to be associated with the water department.
What?
So, I mean, but then everything
so long.
It does. It takes forever. And that site, that particular site, I attended the Prudential Committee meeting a couple weeks ago, and one of the things that came up with them was that perhaps we should erect an osprey nest platform there to replace the nest structures that were built on the cows, and maybe even make it dedicated to past employees.
I don't know who we contact. I was trying to think Audubon or something like that.
Where are you putting this?
He was thinking on Main Street, where this year they built a nest on one of the cows that were there. Ospreys came in and built the nest on top of it as soon as the guys set it up to put the to get everything going. So they were wondering, the Prudential Committee said, what would it be to put, you know, an osprey nest down there so that they still had one, something tall like that. I don't know.
At the site of the cell tower.
Yeah.
It's not so much the cell tower, it's
where the old tower
temporary structures are, yeah. The cows, the cells on wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, I didn't know what you meant by
cows. Yeah, I'm trying to get the point.
I think ospreys need to be up above the tree line.
Yeah, and I think they have to be out in the open, kind of like.
It would have to utilize the same elevation as the nest.
That's why they're using the power line.
Yeah, right now they're at 80 feet, those that are over there. Yeah.
So I'm not sure they would nest.
I think they put it on there because it's an open area. That's why they came instead of building the nest there. I'm not so sure about the height because they built one on a boat right next to the bridge going over to Great Island.
In West Bay. But that was because of the surrounding landscape.
Yeah.
The water.
Yeah.
The boat was elevated. And,
yeah.
You know,
right on the hull of the guy's boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Audubon is sort of the expert around here for that.
Okay.
Or chemically.
Okay.
So that's something, and maybe we could get Tower North to put it up. You know, if they drag their feet much longer.
Or Prudential.
Or Prudential. But if they drag their feet much longer and the birds return before they get those cows out, then they're going to be stuck with them residing on that site, and they won't be able to pull their equipment off either.
Right. If they wait till it's summertime again, if they start building a nest again,
they show
they're
up
in
at
trouble.
April.
That's
they show
right.
Up mid-April every year.
So I can call a couple. I'll call Audubon see what the requirements are, the guidelines for an osprey nest, and then if it's somewhat within that range, I can try to find out how to get a hold of a pole, because you can get poles from different places.
Yeah,
Verizon has all the telephone poles, but there's other places you can get them.
Sometimes Dan at the cemetery has them.
Yeah, and even they might even have some suggestion. There might be services out there that will come and do it just for the fact.
So I'll look into that because
And being utility land, maybe one of the utilities would kick it in, throw it out there for past employees, the department.
That's my report. Any questions?
Has there been any more news from the woman up in...
Mrs. Trombaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting till after the holidays to get over there, and then all HELL broke loose. Oh, sorry, take the spell. Between Brian and the flu, I don't dare go near the house or anything. Right now, and the guys, I told them, I said, be careful. If you don't feel well, don't even knock on the door or anything. And the last time I was there, she was pretty upset at the being put on the lien list, so I was giving her time to be all right and let the holidays happen.
Yeah, and our water continues to test fine.
Yeah.
So that's good.
We're still running the bleeder over there in front of our house. The guys are still going over and checking it and blowing it off a little. A little nervous with the that it might get shaved a little over there with the snow coming because it kind of runs off to the side. We're hoping that the plow doesn't snag it or anything like that. But
yeah,
that's the only thing. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That water quality and superintendents. Good.
Yep.
Go to old business, cost of service study discussion, if any, pending workshop. We've got an email out to Megan Davis over at Tata and Howard based on the recommendations that we had, the questions that we had from our workshop. And she's addressing the recommendations and the questions.
Yeah.
And that will be forthcoming for our March meeting. In fact, they will have something to us sometime in March that we could either bring to a public hearing or that we can discuss as a commission and determine how to move forward.
Yeah, there was a copy in here of that. I believe it was in the folder with the update on it. It has the proposed changes and everything on there that we had talked about. It's almost the same email I think that you got for Jen.
Yeah.
So is this is what you guys came up with?
What we kind of looked at
is that the same as what was in the minutes, though?
Yeah, it should be pretty close.
Yeah. We wanted to make sure that if we were going to do this to cover all expenses, it would do so for the next 5-year period.
5 years, yeah.
Okay. And this was it. And we changed it to a once-a-year reading to a twice-a-year reading, and then having quarterly billing. It would be the first bill would be 50% of the base rate. The second bill would be half a year's overage. Third bill would be the second half of the, you know, average rate. And the last bill would be the last half of the overage for that year. And we looked at, as far as it, income stream for the special account we want to set up, as being a total of $20 a year. So $10 a fee. Once you know, every 6 months, that would give us an income based on the number of meters we have, roughly $46,000 or $47,000. And then we were also going to look at the right wording. I mean, wasn't Fran looking for the wording of setting up that account and then what, and how who was going to how we're going to use it?
Was the for the stabilization.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I was gonna supply the language that is in the state guidelines.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
On how the stabilization fund is established through the district, and then how those funds are accessed, and we want to be pretty specific, I think, with regards to what they could be used for, but also keep it set up so that we can so that the water department can access the funds when they need to, in case of emergency, for capital expenses, for land management, primarily thinking of treatment,
yep.
Major renovations, maintenance, mm-hmm. unforeseen things.
What is this 14?
Proposed meter charge would be.
410?
No, it's not. I billed twice a year. And I can't
do it. Oh, it should be $10 billed twice
yeah.
a year.
Yeah. So
that's supposed to be a dollar sign.
So besides coming up with, you know, an idea of the change in the rate and the way that it's billed and the number of readings and all that stuff, there was some other component parts that go with this that were brought up in discussion. One of the things was the rollout. Do we want to do it all in 1 year? Do we want to do it over 2 years? Do it over 3 years? Do we want to... And there was pros and cons both ways. I mean, if we do it at once, it's going to be a hit for 1 year because the tax rate doesn't go down until you establish that income coming in and adjust the taxes the year after to offset that. Because all of our discussions with Prudential have been if we... Whatever we take on as our own burden expense-wise that comes off the tax rolls should lower the taxes and make it, you know, wash out. And for the first time at that meeting, Fran said that's not necessarily true, which kind of didn't feel good hearing that. But if there's, I guess what she was saying, is if the fire department needs a new renovation, whatever, taxes will still go up and may be off, even offset what we're trying to save the district. As far as rolling it out over a number of years, if my personal feeling is I'd rather do it at once, people are going to complain no matter what. It's going to be a hit. But then it's done with. if you do it over 2 years or 3 years, then there's an opportunity for complaining for 2 years or 3 years as it increases, and there's no real offset completely until the whole process is done. So that we still need to figure that out, and that probably come from our discussion with the people in the district as we start to roll out our meetings and informing the people in the district. And if I'm slowing down, if you want me to slow down.
No, I think you're doing great.
Okay. The other thing that came up as far as informing different ways to inform the district. We talked about mailings. We talked about doing some presentations from the civic association, stuff like that. But Fran suggested there's a possibility to do a presentation and have it recorded on YouTube so it's available to all of them. And just when we send a mailing out, include in the, you know, look at up this YouTube, and it would be us and maybe Tata, whoever it is, doing the presentation, explaining everything to it so they'd be able to hear it and see it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Yeah, so
there's a young guy in Sandwich that does that freelance filming professionally.
So that's something that I've never thought about, and you know, why not? Whatever can help.
There's also the Cape Media Center, which is the pass-through company that's based in Dennis but serves Barnstable, Dennis, Yarmouth.
But would they
China
come
Power
here?
No, we would go there to their facility and hold a public meeting.
Why not just film a regular
there.
District, I mean, department meeting? Commission meeting here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they would come here. They might.
No, but this kid in...
If we have someone to do it here.
He's not a kid. He's a young...
That costs money.
Yeah.
Cape Media Center paid.
Yeah, he'd be like $200 or something. Pretty cheap. But he did a workshop, filmed a workshop for us. But... yeah, you could go in the studio and the quality would be better than the sound here, probably. Yeah.
I know that the media center is also servicing libraries now. They're bringing equipment to at least Osterville Library, and maybe they would do something at the Tuitt Library as well. I don't know why they wouldn't, to come do kind of an off-site filming the sound. Ambiance might be a little better there than it would be here for something like a YouTube video. And I don't know how many people are going to access that and use it, but it's at least a venue that we could use.
The thing about these things is that you want to be able to show that you tried all the different ways possible, and so you can't be criticized for not having it available. That's
right.
The thing. And if four people watch the YouTube, that's not what's important. It's that we did a YouTube that anybody could have watched. We got the word out there was a YouTube. You can't give people the water, you can't make them drink. So.
Right.
But I think all of these ideas are good. Mailings, presentations, videos, workshops.
Jen mentioned, too, that you know we might be able to put an insert into the next billing cycle.
Yeah. Just saying, you know, or even sending out a bulk mail, and that's, you know, they're cheap. It's like a postcard you can send out.
Yeah.
Attention customers, you know, you're there's going to be a meeting. Your rates are going to go up. Come see why or something like that, yeah.
Well, that's what this thing
and even in the bill that goes out, attention, you know, there's going to be an increase coming up.
So frequently asked questions, and then I just brainstormed with myself what are the questions that I would want to ask as a water ratepayer, and then we can figure out the answers that we want to provide for
these part
questions.
Of the answer, my quick looking there was like, what's my billing rate right now? What's it going to change?
Yeah.
So if we have a comparison.
That's the main thing they want to
know. Yeah. for the bottom line, and then we can, you know, if it goes out to a quarterly billing, this would be this much.
Yeah, and I think the justification is important. Yeah. You know, why? Why are we doing this? Just to be mean? No.
There's not a mean bone up here.
Yeah.
There was one more thing. My brain lost it there. It'll come back.
What's the final meter reading?
So that's the actual, the last meter reading, that last actual meter.
So you're actually, what you're charging for is reading the meters.
And then the actual water usage. Overages.
25 instead of 50.
Oh, no, that is for, like a house sale.
Yeah, it's a shut-off or a switch-off.
So we send it to the lawyer. They send out saying how much has been paid, an outstanding balance, what portion's been paid, what portion hasn't been paid.
So you're actually saying that should be
decreased. Give them our structure.
You're saying that should be decreased.
No, it right now it's currently $15. They proposed originally $50 for it, and we said that's kind of steep to go. We don't want to deter people from calling us when they sell a house. Because, you know, it's a nightmare afterwards to get the all the mail that comes back and stuff like that.
Mm. Just personally, I think 1 or 2 years is a rollout. 3 years sounds too long to me.
Well, what I thought was, if we, whenever we do it, we're going to do it for this year or do it the year after. Mm. Well, whatever it is, but there should be two warrants put on the district meeting. One is for a one-year rollout. One is for a two-year rollout. And they can vote for whichever one they want.
Who's there?
The district members.
I thought they had nothing to do with it. I thought it was the water commissioners who decide.
We
do decide, but...
You want to survey the people? Is that what
yeah.
Okay.
He was saying earlier that letting them be the deciding figure, hey, do you want it all at once or do you want us to try to put this over 2 years? It's going to happen either one way or the other. And it's going to happen. In the final, we need to see this.
We're deciding the rate.
Yeah.
We let them decide how they want it to be.
But not as a legislative article, more just as an opinion poll.
I don't see it as an opinion poll.
So you're putting in the district warrant to be voted on
right.
at the election. At the
so they wouldn't pick both of them. Pick one or the other. So it would be alternative, our preferred alternative,
so,
and then...
So it would be on the ballot, or it would be on the...
To be on the district meeting the second night.
Okay.
So if they vote for 1 year, then we'll pull the second one out.
Got it.
If they don't vote for 1 year, then they got to vote for the second
one. So that's the only thing they're voting
for. Or they could vote for no change.
So
they could throw them both
out. Numbers. They're not voting on numbers. They're just voting on rollout.
Yeah. I know what you said. I heard you.
Right.
What did he say?
They say we don't like either one of them, we don't want anything to change.
So then we'll
just use our discretion.
Yeah. All right, so now the other thought I had, which lost me there, was the timetable. This is January, but May is not that far away.
No, we need a schedule to work back.
And if we are going to have it ready for this district meeting, a lot of things have to be done before then to do all the stuff that we want to get as far as advertising and presentations done. And it's going to require a real push. I think it can be done.
I'd be happy to work with Jen on a schedule of public presentation campaign schedule so it works backwards from the district meeting in May. Gets us what's going to happen in April, what needs to happen in March, so
yeah.
February. So February, you're going to go into the studio, you know, and then March, you're going to post it on YouTube, and then April, you're going to have a district, you're going to have a workshop. When does your mailing go out?
Yeah, they're going to know at a certain point what's going to be put into the...
So if it's
if
going
we
out...
We are going to put something into district meeting. We're going to have to know what the wording is.
Right.
And it has to go in like so many weeks before.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what you do.
Yeah.
You start with May and you work backwards to where we are today,
yeah.
And then you set milestones. I can work with her on that.
When
is your next big district-wide mailing from the water department?
We send out a March billing.
Hmm?
We send out a March billing.
March.
Yeah.
Beginning of March?
Yeah, March 1st goes out a minimum usage bill.
So we have to know what we want, like she said,
we can put something on there. She thinks that when she prints the bill, it can have something printed down the bottom saying, be aware your rates are going to increase in fiscal year 2000,
Can we just, 20, can we add a stuffer, an extra piece of paper that has some more information?
We can, yeah. We're going to have the consumer confidence there right now. So I'm not sure what it's going to put us over for weight, yeah. That's going to have that, the bill, the return envelope. If we put another something in there, it is going to have to
print
be
on the back of the bill.
Bill's already been printed. And we just got them, I think, 2 weeks ago. We were just talking about that this morning. Like, they're printed, and actually on the back of the bill is the current structure. No one really looks at the back
well,
of the
you
bill.
Can always, since you have the component parts, two envelopes, the bill and this, it can be weighed and see what we have left.
Yeah. Somebody has a scale.
Post office does. And all it needs to be is a card, a small card. It says.
Yeah. And it's just what I'm saying. Is it going to be like a postcard in there, or is it going to be something?
I think we should max out the weight to get more information in if we can. And not just saying, oh, by the way, your rates are rising, but.
We can always get printed off like something in yellow, blue, some other color that can be put in with the stuffer.
So, as long as it doesn't go over.
So, I would think that for the next meeting, if we get the kind of information we would like to put into an information pamphlet, like the comparison, like the...
So like what we had for the workshop?
Yeah, you know, twice a year reading, quarterly bills, these are the gallonage steps. This is what someone using 40,000 gallons a year was before. This is what it would be this year and go down like that. Just give it to them. The phone will ring.
Yeah. Oh. Off the wall. I guarantee you.
So that means Tate and Howard's going to get this stuff together for us to put together a letter presentation.
And they say they'll have that in March. So that's after the mailing. Prepared for the board to present in March.
What are they going to have in March?
So they'll have...
To present in March, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but they'll have the changes that we just had made in a couple of weeks that we talked about. And I can talk to them. They're talking about their final presentation ready for you guys in March. So, I mean, you can put this out beforehand saying this is what the presentation is going to be about. Mm-hmm. This is a structure. Come see the explanations for all these.
And we'll go with the preferred option that we talked about at the workshop and that covers our expenses, so that when the government shuts down and we don't get taxes, we still have.
Yeah, there you go.
We still have the funds, so we can still supply water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can that happen? Can the local government shut down, the federal government?
But if the town legislature, town council doesn't pass a budget,
right?
Yeah, the town can shut down. So,
careful you look for.
Are we going to tie these base rate $20 annual? Are we going to specifically tie that to funding the stabilization fund, which we don't have yet?
Correct.
So, I could say, well, I don't think you should have a stabilization fund, so I don't. Should be putting money aside for it. And why don't you wait until you get your stabilization bonus? I mean, first of all, you're going to have to say propose stabilization.
If I didn't want to buy that that land stamp on the back of that fishing license, I can't not send them the $5 or whatever it is extra for the land stamp that they've attached to the back of the license. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's something still will have to be paid. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you know, in our questions, what is it for? It's for a stabilization fund. Where's the stabilization fund?
All right, the stabilization fund is an investment to offset future expenses.
I know, but we don't have one.
No, we can tell. We can give examples of what they would be.
I understand that, but we don't have a fund created.
So it's just a proposed stabilization fund.
Yeah.
If we don't have the fund, we won't collect the money.
Right, there you go.
Correct.
Right.
There you go.
We're now together, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, but I think that's the answer.
Yeah.
And so it behooves us to work hard to create the stabilization fund so we can fund it.
We can't create that until district meets.
Yes.
Right.
So once so we get be the whole ball of wax.
So this whole spring it'll be a proposed stabilization.
Yeah,
fund. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So do we like all those proposed changes? With those clarifications that they're proposed, that they are coupled with the annual fees for a stabilization fund, no stabilization fund.
Yeah.
And I don't know, did you get the documents from the workshop that Jim prepared to see the side-by-side comparison? And I think that Tate and Howard is going to dress that up in the course.
Yeah, that's what this whole, yeah.
Yeah.
And soon, I was waiting for that to come to send to Fran. I was hoping when she sent the stuff over, we could just send a copy to Fran on this, because she was asking a request and copy of that last workshop.
Yeah.
To show the rest of everybody, and that's when I was going to give it to her on Monday, and it never came in.
Everything. So we
send her the old stuff. Yeah, send her the old stuff with the proposed changes.
Correct.
Okay. Now I know that speaking of Prudential, an offset of this, is there a time that's going to come up when we can be able to do that billing online? I mean, sign the warrants online.
We talked a little bit about that today with. Serving Ray. That's Secured Networks. They've just sent us a proposal on it. That's a monthly charge, stuff like that. It's all going to be an increase in budget and everything for it, which we all want to, you know, step up and do what we can to help out. So if it happens, it happens. That's, but they have to have the fiber up had to be in for them to come over. To have this happen now, right now, between the fiber optic is in, but it can't, Open Cape can't go online until we get a new firewall put into to the computer, a new gear switch, or some switch that goes behind Netgear, switch that goes behind that, and a new wireless router that is stronger for so it'll work from the back. So we're going to have some cameras in the back building that are going to be remoted over to the front building to be recorded, so we don't have to hardwire it. And all that is being trying to be ordered through our IT guy that we have currently under contract. And we were talking to Ray. He's like, well, you should call Netgear to make sure, Secure Networks to make sure that this will work with their stuff. And they're still proposed at this point. So it's you might be it's a whole bunch of people trying to get in on it right now, and the problem that I have is it's about $400 worth of gear that we have to get, and we don't have a charge with anybody to get it. So it either has to be bought by myself, we have to order it to the shop and go in there with our tax exempt sheet, pay for it one thing, then go back, re-up the cash to go back and order it again, because two of them through Staples, one's through Newegg. They won't open an account unless you do a monthly charge on it. Newegg doesn't do anything. We're still in discussion about it right now.
Okay. I mean, we have agreed to do something that they desire, and I mean, we think somehow we could work out a way of paying this stuff without having to come out of someone's.
Yeah, the toughest part is, you know, if it was just simple reimbursement, that would be no problem, but, you know, they're not going to they're going to add taxes and everything else if I go in there with a credit card and pay for it, and they will not give you taxes back. So somebody's going to be out something, whoever buys it.
I don't know why it has to come out of your, it shouldn't come out of anyone's.
It shouldn't, and that's what we're trying to work out right now. There's a way that this will work without it. I have to talk to Jen again about it, you know, whether it's seeing if there's a different way to do it, a different supplier or something like that.
So the supplier that we want to start using is the same supplier that currently services the fire department?
They want to start using, yeah, yes.
Oh, they haven't started using them yet?
Well, they have. They do.
They have.
We don't. We haven't used them.
So
they came to us,
account.
Looked at it, and said, you know, we can't run on what you have right now.
So
you know, when you get your new system in, we could run off of that. That's not a problem. We just actually got the information today that we can use Kituat Water at KituatWater.org. So we can get a domain name instead of, like they have Kituat Fire, and they can both be part of the same thing, and they're going to redo everything. It's a lot of technical back and forth things.
Yeah, but they don't supply the hardware.
They're not the ones that are requesting it. It's the other side that came in open cape saying, you guys, for us to turn this on, you need a new firewall. You don't have a firewall to protect this, and you don't have that over there that's going to protect you for this to work off of on your computer. So now it's going to our computer guy, and our computer guy came in and says, to save your money here, get it off of this and get it off of this. Here's the things to get. You're going to pay cost, this, that, and everything else from us. And at this point, it's coming out of security. I'm more than likely going to just call tomorrow and say, you get us the parts, and we'll pay what the markup is on it. Because at this point, I'm not going to take the tax hit on it or anything like that.
No, you shouldn't. So we have a general line item for security that it can come out.
Right. It can come out of the security. It can come out of contingencies out of the security project.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we get $77,000 of contingencies out of that. So it's just going to be written to that as part of it.
Now that I have a headache.
And that, then...
Would you like me to confuse you any more, Don?
That might not only help with the warrants, but also Jen's been having to come in and meet with Lisa in the treasurer's office, as is Chris, with Ray, and it's kind of like, do we really, in today's age, do we really have to go in and meet with people on that sort of thing? It's nice to get the face-to-face time, but... Why can't we just share those things digitally so that the budget gets reconciled properly?
And we're willing to do it. I just
so we could have the warrants.
Yeah,
the warrants done. We could have more.
You might not be able
with
to
budget.
You might never be able to. By the time it's set, we'll call you up the next month and say, "Hey, it's online, Don."
Yeah. And we could do the posters thing through there as well.
So there was one other item having to do with the water rate change, and it had to do with possibly establishing a way for people that it would be a financial hardship, some sort of thing. So I went to the assessor's office in Barnstable, Nyanis there, and got what they... Their little thing here for criteria for getting some kind of abatement. It doesn't say what the abatement is, but this is the criteria. And I don't think a lot of the things on here are stuff that we need to use, but it just has a process. And it starts off with quality status and age, 65 or older by a certain date, a single person, sole owner. Everyone should have this in there.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't really care about the age. If it's a financial hardship, it's a financial hardship. But I do think one of the things we're looking at is should only be for people on the lowest user rates. You know, we have five different steps now on rates.
Yeah.
It should not only be available to people on the lowest two, because
correct.
If you're pumping
the lowest two.
Lowest two, the lowest usage.
Lowest two tiers, which
you... Yeah, I mean, if you're pumping 1 million gallons, then you shouldn't have to worry about paying for it.
Right. Yes.
That's one of the qualifying things, and they have guidelines for ownership and occupancy and stuff like that.
Yeah, there can be something there of how many people in the house and stuff like that, too. You know, because you want to think per person how much water should be used. You know, if they're going over the per capita or something like that.
So if we come up with and can agree on the format and what the guidelines are to qualify for this, then the HASC, we have to decide what the adjustment would be. And the simplest thing I came up with just before the meeting, and just as a starting point, doesn't have to be the way it ends up at all, is if we have the base rate, we have the overage rate, and the base rate is split over twice a year, just waive the overage rate. It's this limited. They can't go over too much, because if they go over too much, they can bump them up to the next class, and they won't qualify for it. Is that right, Chris?
It sounds it, yeah.
They're still paying the minimum.
They'll pay the base rate, but the overage can be waived.
Correct.
But like Chris just mentioned, if they have a number of people living in the house, they might go over it and still not have the income to be able to deal with the rate increase.
Well, then we have to determine.
Per capita thing.
Yeah, it might be even into the. It's going to take a little bit to look at.
Okay.
On
then,
that,
like you say, it's just a starting point.
Yeah.
But we don't want to be the policeman to require all this information. Why not just tag it to who qualifies under the town tax thing? If they have a qualification under the town tax reduction.
Yeah, it's all by age, though, and there, really. I mean, we don't want a 65-year-old person with a sprinkler system to get reduced.
I think somewhere in there, the usage has to be tied to it.
Okay.
I don't mind using, you know, the town stuff as just take it as face value, but the water usage has to have a certain impact on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could try it for a year with whatever formula you come up with, and you say, oh, no, look, there's too many anomalies, discrepancies, and this is not fair for this guy. And then you could adjust it again.
Yeah.
But I think that I don't want Jen looking at tax returns to see how much people are making. I think it should, you know, if they've gone to the trouble to qualify with the town, that ought to be enough qualification for us in terms of means, and then you put in some usage stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds easier even right there.
No, I mean, we can.
Yeah, we could say something to that effect. You could be on that list and use this much.
So I mean, there are other lists too. There's the.
But I don't know if they could share it with the different laws out there.
There are households with kids that qualify for the federal meal plan at school.
Yeah.
And that's all means tested. So there are other indices that we could use.
I don't know.
I applaud the.
Public. I don't think they
are. Yeah.
Some of the stuff isn't public knowledge. Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful. You don't want names. That's something. Yeah.
So you could just have a form check off. Do you qualify under the Town of Barnstable means testing, and you know which one, and then maybe Jen could cross check it with the town assessor. But
we could take it on a case by case basis, too, even if we had to.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Kind of like we do with the basements now. It's probably not that many. Get to it if you really need it. If we get some requests and say something like, send us a letter. State why, give us the reasons. We'll bring it up at the next meeting.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a little more personal that way, too.
Yeah.
Some people may not want that information.
I know. So a lot of people like to see things in writing, too. So
yeah.
It's just an idea.
This isn't just 65-year-old people. It's 65-year-old people who are means tested down here, right?
Yeah.
If only 65-year-old people in town got a break, there'd be no money on taxes.
No.
Right.
It's just one of the criteria.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay, that kind of jumped around a little bit, I think.
Yeah, so what do you want to do with that? Think
about it.
Think about it?
Because that can actually wait a little bit.
Use that as kind of a... Maybe one filter, because I mean, you must be 65 years or older, so you don't meet that filter, you don't even have to look for it.
Right.
So there's certain things on there that we want to scratch off. And then there's the use per person criteria, I think, per capita use within the household. I think it makes a lot of sense to me. Because they may have many kids. You know, I know families that have a lot of kids that don't have any means.
That's what I mean. There's just a lot of people out there on fixed incomes. There's a lot of elderly and down. And we know there's some people that are wheelchair bound in town that are on fixed income waiting, you know, for their social security check to come in every month to pay bills and everything else. So, you know, something like that, you know, we could take under advice, you know, under something to that effect, you know, if you can prove.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like right now, the basic rate is $40 a year, and they do an overage and say it's $36 a year. That's $76, and if they go to a basic rate of $840 twice a year, and we erase the overage, they've only had an increase of $4.
There you go.
True. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. It's not going to affect the people, really, I guess, except for that $20, extra $20 that's thrown on there, too, whatever, yeah.
It's $10 a year.
Yeah, $10
every 6 months.
On that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we have the bylaw revision, stabilization fund update. I don't have anything on that right now. When is the bylaw subcommittee meet again?
I haven't heard. I suppose when we asked them to meet to discuss this.
Okay. All right.
They didn't seem to have much on their agenda last time they met. But I think what we were looking for was, you mentioned the other districts that have that fund, not just how is it accessed, but specifically what is it used for. So if they, you know, is it a vague thing like emergencies or capital improvements, or is it, you know, very specific things that it's for? And I think that was the research that I was hoping that we could collect before we met again with the bylaw committee.
Okay.
But I assume that if you want to try to get this on the warrant for May, you're going to have to get the research, ask me to ask Lisa to call a meeting and discuss it.
All right, well, why don't I tackle that one? We'll get the wording from other districts. Put something together for us for the next meeting.
The things that come to my mind are the basic maintenance of water system equipment, whether it's pipes, whether it's hydrants, whether it's maintaining the wells, maintaining the tanks, and then also what started this thing off all in the beginning is maintaining our the well fields themselves, the forestry project that you had started to work on.
So land stewardship.
Yeah.
Capital expenses. I had a list. I just
to see how
the
other groups handle.
And I'll look
if they're
at
vague, then we can be vague. I think that it's very specific. We ought to look at some of the things that
you said.
I know Barnesville has couple of them, and we'll look at others as well. COMM may have.
I'll make a call over in Mashpee there, because I know that the Mashpee Town Hall, I know the guy's wife that works there that fed everything to Vic.
Yep.
I know him well, so.
Okay. Good.
On the old business.
Old business? New business. Superintendent evaluation, water department personnel, budget recommendations, and then Mark added a collection in May. Correct. think the big one that we said we would tackle under our new business last time we met was the superintendent's evaluation of the S4. So I think we have time to go through that.
Before you guys do it, just to let you know, all the employees had been done. All of them exceeded expectations. You'll need to know that for salaries, eventually, budget, yeah.
I did see this letter from a resident, Donald Shanley.
Yes, and that
from,
was the other thing.
Pine Ridge Road.
Yep.
I'm going to see a copy that should go in both their files.
Yep, it will. All three, actually, because they mentioned Jen in here.
Okay.
And that's one of the things I did mention to them. You know, that's a big, strong point with the guys. I do get phone calls.
Yeah.
And just people, when I'm coming down, you know, at the post office or working on a job stop, you know, the great guys, great guys, you know, they seem to be very knowledgeable and very polite when they come in. They're an asset.
Mm-hmm. Do they go through training? Have they had any certification?
They've both gone through and got their licenses that's required for the job here, the D1 and the T1. That's one of the goals that they have this year is to get their D2 and their T2 they're working on. For them to go up and to the next level in their pay, they need to get their D2.
Is that a written exam?
Yeah, it's an exam that they'd have to take. Yeah, they have to take it first. They have to take a class, which is, if I can get them in the college here the next time, it's only $850 plus another $110 for books. If they have to go off Cape, it's up over $1,000. So it's depending on how if they can get in where they are. Problem that we have now is that last time we had it, the treasurer refused to pay for the classes because they have to finish the class before they can pay for them, according to him. In the years past, we never had a problem with it, but he does not want to pay until anything's finished. So they have to either pay for the class and get reimbursed afterwards, or I have to try to work out a way to get a PO with the college and then figure out if we can get a promissory note from the guys that they'll, if they do not finish the class, they'll pay for it. So that's my next step. I was talking to them. I'll give a call to the college, the director over there, and see if I can get they let us do it the last time and work off the PO. After I get that and everything else, then I'll go to Ray and ask him again if he'll do the same thing he did last time. But like,
because he would pay in advance and then it was,
they'll accept the PO saying that it will be paid.
Yes. It's a promissory note.
Yeah.
It's a way around the block.
Approach. Yeah. Perfect. All right, so very nice. All right, employee evaluation. So what I have is a copy here of the evaluation and the different criteria. Should we just go through that, through an interview process, or have you prepared an interview process?
I just glanced through this. You can read, and I can answer questions on everything, or if you want. The beginning here, you have infrastructure management and safeguarding. No deficiencies in water supply or quality are recorded. No significant incident or contamination of degradation that are found go unaddressed. No equipment failure due to lack of maintenance are recorded. Security systems are fully functional and proposed budget submissions are timely and acceptable. Variances from budgets are documented and approved. Now, we did have one, a couple things break down this year, but it wasn't really off, not maintenance. They do get their maintenance. They do get changed as we're going around. Security system with what we have, we work with right now until the new one comes. And the budget, this is probably going to be the first year, and I'm still trying not to do it, but that we'll be going over budget besides salaries and in any kind of operations and maintenance since I've been here. And that's only because of the $15,500 that came out in the beginning for the tank USDA loan that's already been taken out of the budget that wasn't expected to be.
Yeah.
And some others, excuse me, that couldn't get taken out from the year before had to currently get taken out in this year's budget.
But that was still for the West Street?
That was for the USDA loan for West Street, yeah. And then some of, because we had to do 2 years worth, yeah, we had to take 15 from the year before and 15 from this year. So whatever I tried to encumber, they had to kick back where they couldn't put it against. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there was no deficiencies in the water supply. There was no contamination that we had. We did have a little coliform issues, but they were addressed right away and put right back in.
Is the new security system going to be fully functional this year, before the next meeting, next district meeting?
I do not have the confidence to say it will be fully functional. I do know that next month they're starting to install the cameras. I don't know if there's going to be the SCADA system itself, how long it's going to take to transpose that over and stuff like that. But I can get a better timeline for you because Russ was in today, and I have to get a letter to Ray. He requested one with a more detailed account for that money that's being done for the bondsman on council.
So you know how I sometimes can be impatient for things getting done. You aware of that?
No, I understand.
Yeah, it just... when we request money to do things, then not getting done in that year just seems like we're not. Why are we asking for it if we're not ready for it? And if we're not going to get it done in a certain amount of time, then we're not ready for it. So I just, I don't know what the right way to do this is here, but I just get frustrated.
Yeah, I understand, but I mean, we are, if it goes over, this is a, they're four, they're not a yearly thing that you have to give back right away. I understand what you're saying.
Expenditure, right.
Yeah. It when it's done the following year, we won't be carrying any money on. It'll be given back then at the time. But we just want to make sure everything gets done and done. Like I said, they're starting everything now because of Open Cape. So, I mean, if we had to wait, we'd be waiting another 6 months to get going if we had to ask for the money again. And then it takes a while to get it through bond council, and we got to give him a schedule. And he has already got some schedule on it, I believe, payment schedule.
We've had things that we've asked for money that haven't been touched for sometimes 3 and 4 years.
Yes. Yes, there's been some stuff on there that were before when I even started.
Yeah.
Going
so
down.
How do we? I mean, you talked to what's his name there again?
Russ.
And can you be impressed that we'd like to have a completion date for the district meeting?
I can tell him that,
yeah.
Yes. I can get a more, I'll tell him, you know, I need a realistic date. Give me, I'd love to have it to be able to walk into district meeting and say, it's done.
It's done, and then if, you know, we don't use any of that extra tenor, that contingency fund, we can turn some money back in. However that works out.
Like I said, I do know that Valley Communications, who's the people that are installing the cameras and the devices, are coming on the 11th next month to start.
Okay.
And the security system is still in place, the old security system, and
yes.
We transition, we're adding new components, so it's still...
Well, we had to spend money to get new radios to patch together long enough to get this thing put together. And the security system has been going on since I was first the commissioner 5.5 years ago.
Yeah.
5.5 years. So
it's getting more expensive.
If my impatience is there, it's because it's got to get done sometime. And if we don't get a ball of fire going on it.
Well, this is the money that we asked for this year. That we're in, that we just started spending. We gave back all the money from the security before. That's gone. That went with the USDA loan. This is just the $470 that we asked for this year that we're just starting to hit.
Help me out here. That $470 is going to complete the project?
Yes.
Is that a goal for the evaluation period?
It's in my mind.
Go back up your list there. No significant incidents, contamination, degradation are found or go unaddressed. We had one problem, but it was addressed.
Yep.
And then no deficiencies in water supply or quality are recorded.
Correct.
Right.
Yep. And like I said, with the budget, everything's been put in. Everything's going through. I do expect to be right there or over. Like I said, it's going to be tough to be under this year and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm...
No, I get that part.
Yeah.
I understand about that $30,000.
Yeah. Under compliance part,
Can we do a rating on the infrastructure management and safeguarding?
Sure.
So that's unacceptable, meets requirements, or exceeds. So 1, 2, or 3.
I will say 2.
I think 2 is appropriate.
I think I understand why you're saying 2. I would say that I would go with a 3 on that one myself, just because as a superintendent, he's done everything he can to get that security system in place. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty good with where I'm at.
Okay.
2?
2. All right,
compliance. All department. Environment protection. Okay, we did have one NON this year, which was on a. That was the one where the sample was misread, and we took the wrong station that was submitted, and we didn't find it out till the day after the quarter. So we retook it, and now we're back into compliance. It was handled within a month and put right in. We did do the second one within the time limits and the proper one in the proper time.
Okay.
That was the only incident we had with that. And all the licenses and technical credit hours, I believe I just re-upped my licenses. I know everybody did. So everybody's there on that.
I mean, I'm not going to gig anyone for making a one-time mistake because that happens.
And it wasn't.
Yeah, and that
it was a sample site.
I know.
I mean, it wasn't like the sample got ignored.
So I'm good with that.
1, 2, or 3?
3.
3?
3.
Personnel management.
All right. Training and cross-training of staff are adequate to ensure proper coverage. Yes, we're in compliance with everybody. Everybody is our staffing requirements are still, even with Brian gone right now, where they should be. They have to have at least one license less than what's required to run the district. So we're still in good shape right now, even with just the two guys there and their licenses.
Stretched.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about stuff. I talked to Chris about this. We've hung our hat on the fact that we had a senior person there that has been through all the possible things they can go through. But we can't hang our hat on that anymore. And if something happens, if Chris gets sick, goes skiing and breaks a leg or whatever, something like that, then we have two very junior people who are hardworking, have, you know, they're great people and there's a great future with them, but they're not there yet. And if I could see some sort of procedure, if something happens, this is what you do in writing that can be followed by someone, so that any possible problem we have within reason can be addressed by the junior guys, then I think there's a possibility we could have a real problem. In that, I don't know how responsible we are if we're not making sure this department can run without the new guys being able to take care of stuff. And I know that all this is probably contingent on what we do with replacing Brian. But if someone had to go to my desk and find all the stuff I have in different parts, good luck. Okay? And I know how it gets sometimes when you're in the place for a long time, and I know where I can reach this thing, I know where I can get that thing over there, and I know where to look on the computer to find this stuff. But if...
You're talking about succession planning.
Yeah. If someone has to look for that stuff in an emergent time and they can't find it, then what are we going to do?
Yeah. And we've talked about this earlier.
I know.
For the last year, succession planning.
Yeah.
In several meetings about the need to have something in place to adequately ensure the district that.
But even if you put a binder this big full of procedures,
you're not going to cover every single thing.
Anybody is going to walk in and say, I got to call some other superintendent and go, you know, what is he doing in this situation? You're not going to read a book and figure it out.
I don't know if I agree with that, because I have binders where I work at the police station, and if something comes up, I go to the binder and I reference it. If I need to get a phone number pinged by the carrier, there's a procedure, there's a number to call, there's what to do and all that stuff. It's in writing, because it has to be done that way.
We have just had updated 2 years ago our emergency response plan that we have. We get two binders that are this big. Jen actually teaches and runs through it with everybody. We sit down, listen, have any questions, write everything down, do a class on it, two hours up in her office, all to sit around. She kind of runs a little class on it and signs us off. We all sign a piece of paper. It goes in our file. On it every January, usually.
Okay.
Starting last year. So it's got to be done again this year. We pick it up again, go over it again, just to make sure. That's by law you're supposed to do that, and you're supposed to have this emergency response plan to make sure all the numbers are up to date. Has the police department what number to call an emergency? What if we have a leak? The numbers for safe harbors or the other one that's out there now. I got 5 cards in my truck on it. There's all the different events that could happen and everything. Where they'll get a propane if you need propane, all that stuff. As far as what I do on a day-to-day basis and everything, we have put the schedule together.
I saw the schedule.
Yeah, I showed you that, that each month who has to be called for maintenance on certain materials, I mean on certain pumps, Pacos, tanks, inspection, all that stuff, what month these things all get done, so nothing gets all done in 1 month. And I just actually was talking to Jen on her, on her evaluation, I told her one of her goals is going to be for me. She's going to go down and hook my computer up to put it on a daily log with a monthly log that can be a checkoff to automatically put it over to the next year as it's done. So if I'm not there, somebody else can sit down, go in, and look at my calendar that pops up on a page, and it'll be there also.
Well, let me ask you this. You have your computer, and they have a computer at their desk, don't they?
That's a SCADA.
Okay, they don't have a computer themselves?
No.
Okay.
Mine is not password. I probably should have said that.
Okay, the only thing I would suggest the next time we go to upgrade computers, buy new ones, use one of the ones that we're replacing that, so that they can get used to looking at that stuff on the computer, just as you do.
Yeah.
It's the more you put your hands on it, the more you're going to be able to do it when you need to do it.
Okay.
You know, just check on things. And it's like nothing you do today.
Yeah.
You know, just at some point in time, we're going to replace computers because we have to every 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I believe there's actually some being replaced coming up with this whole security project. There's some for the new SCADA that's coming in and everything, because we're changing over the new SCADA system also.
So the manual that you just mentioned that you've been working on with Jen, is that available now as a hard copy?
It's about 12 pieces of paper with a month, weekly that has to be done, daily what has to be done, weekly what has to be done, and what else on that month.
And that includes some of the stuff that you do regularly.
Yeah, regularly. You know, like the chemical addition reports that have to be in by the 10th of the month. Every Monday you got to send in the overtime, the sick and vacation time, and everything else in by Monday or Tuesday, or no one gets paid. You know, things like that. You know, all the little things that have to make sure they still get done.
So if you hit the lottery, and you decide, right?
I'd have to play to win, but yeah, okay.
Right? If it gives you a ticket, so you find them blowing around out there.
That's the whole idea of putting it onto a calendar there too, so that it can be there and it be reoccurring. And she showed me what she has there, and she said, I can hook you up like this, and what I'll do is, she says, you're not going to be here next 2 Fridays from now. I'll go down and I'll set your calendar up this way. Boom, boom, boom. So all you've got to do, and I'll reoccur what has to be every week and come back to Monday. If it has to be done on, by the 10th, it'll come back to the following month.
So Matt or JR or Jen
could
walk
like
in there and say, oh, look at this. We got to do this.
Yep, correct.
So this is, I'll give you an example of one of the things I observed a number of years ago.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, point of order, should we be doing this in open session?
Yes.
We should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I checked into that myself. It has to be at some point be an open session. When the E. coli hit came.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yep.
Sherry was pulling her hair out.
Yes.
You were dancing because it was a big deal. A lot of stuff had to be done. It had to be done in a very timely fashion.
Yep.
And she was on it, and you were on it.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom. Again, you're skiing, you break a leg. Or whatever.
You'd have to go to the emergency response. That should have everything in it right there. If there is that, you can call. It has the chief's number. It has the guy's number who does the automated call to talk
to
him.
There's the callback. There's the advertising in the newspapers.
Yeah.
There's notification.
Who to call? Who to call for the newspaper? Who to call for the public television? That's all in the emergency response plan.
Okay.
That's there to assist me also, even on things that I don't see every day. Yeah.
So in my observation, as far as the training of the guys, I like the way you train the guys. Their performances have been good. I know you've been current with a couple of issues that came up.
Yeah, I mean, if there was any disciplinary action, I brought them to you guys also. I don't do anything without telling you. I'll give it to you via your file.
I've read the letters.
We didn't have any incidents with those current employees.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I just didn't want
Yeah.
Be more specific than that.
Okay.
So we need to continue to pursue that training, the cross-training.
Yeah.
And making sure that the current staff and whoever we bring in could take over the position.
Yeah. Yeah, so if they needed to run something, yeah it could be done.
Yeah. And I think that needs to be a priority goal for you to continue to work on. Not work on it, but it should be.
We're all familiar with Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
Correct. Oh, I know. Yeah.
And, you know, and I think phone numbers, like Mark said, you know, sometimes some guy or whoever it is a person is going to pick up the phone and say, yeah, I can't make out this manual. I need to call another superintendent.
Call comm superintendent.
Yeah.
Call Bart, whatever, you know.
It'd be nice to have those contacts in there.
Correct.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hate to, I'm not, yeah, I'll make sure they are all in there. And I believe they are, to tell you the truth, but I'm not positive. But I'll make sure that, I know they're in the address book upstairs that Jen has in her office and everything else. But, just from past problems and things that have happened, even with recent developments, I got more phone calls from superintendents. Yeah, so I mean,
so
you,
you
might know.
Want to put in three that you would
recommend. Yeah, calling to say if you need any help with anything, if you need someone to cover the place
so
you all can go to the place, let me know. We'll send a group.
Sort of like a mutual aid, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we do the same thing.
Correct.
Well, I would like to give a three for this.
Yeah, I was going to.
And I also want to mention that I really saw Chris step up for Brian with the Prudential Committee. I thought that was really going above and beyond. It's nice that he did that.
I
think everybody did. I think everybody did.
I wanted you to hear what I had to say. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Communication.
Let's see.
Well, the first item there, I think you do better than I do.
Depends on the day. Boards, commissions, committees, contractors.
I have fallen short in those areas a couple times. So.
Desired outcomes.
Yeah. And to tell you the truth, I can put on one hand how many complaints have ever been in here. And one of the gentlemen is not with us anymore. He used to live down at the corner of Lake Street. Had a few things written on his house, and
he painted
his own house with different things.
Yeah,
he didn't like me too much. Yeah. Yeah. I can remember going in there. We had to change covers. We were drilling them out to put the new readers in. And we went over and knocked on the door. He wasn't home, so we went out in the back and stuck a big piece of plywood and a big rock on top of it, picked up the thing, went back to the shop and drilled it with the drill press, came back to put it back, and he came out the door and started yelling at me. I said, well, I'm just replacing it, putting it back on the top here and everything. He said, who gave you permission to take that? I said, oh, nobody. We needed to drill it out, and I secured it with a rock. And the kids could have played with it. I couldn't. I said, I apologize about that. He stabs me, and I said, well, listen, I said, apparently what I'm saying is not working. I said, if you got a real, here's a card for Lenny Mendes. You call him. He jumped off that and came running up, bumped me in the chest, and I was like, what's going on, screaming at me. He called him, and I was told I was never allowed on this property again.
Good.
Yeah,
that was an anomaly.
That was a long time ago, too.
It was a long time
ago. The only person I can think of right now that would have a few bad things to say about me and would only beep you caught her in the bad mood.
You communicate well.
Yeah.
I think you do a good job with that. I do wonder when I sit at these meetings, joint meetings in particular, and district meetings, and I see the fire chief get up and present the budget and present proposals, and then I look and I see one of the water commissioners do it for the water department. I wonder, why isn't that Chris?
Well, it never used to be the fire chief.
Okay.
Chris Olson really took that over when he became fire chief to present it. His current board at the time didn't want to do it, I believe. Were you there when Chris was there?
I was there just for a little short, like 6 months
or
so.
Yeah, there was some people there that didn't want to do it at all. They said, you know what, Chris, why don't you do it?
Well, I think the year that I resigned, they left the vacancy.
Yeah.
So there was only two commissioners, and I don't know.
Yeah, so they didn't want to get up and talk, so they had him do it, and he started doing it, and he was a big people person and everything. So they just, and Paul's the same way. Paul said, yeah, that's no problem, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a question. Okay.
Would you like to do it?
Not particularly. I sweat when I start talking in public usually and everything like that. And that, I mean, I sweat standing in public usually, but I do get a little stuttery.
What about Jen?
But, I mean, hey, if you want, I could. You know, if you feel uncomfortable getting up there talking.
I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm at your discretion.
I actually think it's...
Yeah, in the many years I've done it, it hasn't been till as of late, the last 10 years that's been going on, really. It used to always be if the water commissioners would ask for the for anything.
Yeah.
And if there was any questions, they would turn to the fire chief and ask him.
Yeah.
You've always been there. In case we needed to refer a thing to you, you would step up to the page.
I think that works well.
I mean, ultimately, it's the commission's budget, not the department's. Right?
Yeah.
Right. So a three?
Yeah, I would like to give a three there.
Okay. Three.
I think from what I've seen in 6-7 months, Chris handles himself very professionally. And, he's got a very trying situation. Presidential area, so I think he's handled that very well, just keeping it tamped down as best he can.
I thank you.
Okay. Yes. So total points then on the employee evaluation for Chris Wiseman, or is this, I guess this is just an annual evaluation.
Yeah.
It's not
yep.
necessarily fiscal year. So I've got 11 points with three of the categories being exceeds expectations, which means we've got an exceptional performance rating for Mr. Wise.
Okay. I certainly agree. Can we sign this?
Yeah, so we got to sign this. Now, I had a clean copy that
just right here.
If we want to fill out.
So. Do we have any strengths or things we need to improve?
Strengths
we go over
strengths
these things?
And areas for improvement. Yeah, I did write some notes down there. Goals for the following evaluation period and additional comments. So let's go back up through that. Thank you. So strengths and areas for improvement, discussion with employees and supervisors. At the top in the infrastructure management safeguarding, we did have. That was where we were concerned about the security system. So I think it's
setting a fire.
That's right. I think, and I think this is going to work itself out when we go through something else we have to go through today. If the replacement employee. When we get there, I can explain it, but I think if the department's being run basically by the three operators, the senior / maybe assistant, that frees up you a lot to be able to push some of these projects.
Correct.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that, 'cause really, as the administrator, you shouldn't be out doing any lifting or anything like that. You shouldn't be.
Yeah, this is the more stuff that could be delegated out there.
Yeah.
We'll say, the stations themselves are pretty much, I'm stepped back from.
Yep.
You know, the guys are there. There is some stuff, service work, stuff like that. That I'd prefer not to have to go out and measure them and make put the prices together and stuff like that. It'd be nice if I could get somebody else to do that. But it would have to be someone that had to be trained. And
yeah.
Because of the person I have to go out and measure them with, that's why I have been going.
So I'm just writing some notes here. Strengths and areas for improvement. I'd like to see Mr. Rodman spend more time ensuring that
keeping the progress flowing on the project progress.
Okay.
Progress.
Yeah. I just know that a lot of times when something's going on, you would be getting your report was based on stuff you got that day.
Yeah.
You know. So then another 30 days goes by. If we get the stuff in 2 weeks, maybe you can get some stuff, you know.
Correct.
Stuff moving.
Correct. Okay. So it's almost goals at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 And that's all I got.
Well, one of the goals could be, and it's the commission that this would be, is to roll out this fee schedule in a smooth manner or less. Too late at night. I can't come up with my words. Sorry. I think you get it.
Effective
implementation of the new fee schedule, something like that, as a goal. And that's on all of us.
That's on,
So would it be to spend more time on project management and less time on day-to-day
operations?
Operations?
Yeah.
So, area of improvement, would like to see Mr. Wiseman spend more time ensuring the projects get completed in a timely fashion as originally planned, and then the goal would be to spend more time on project management and less on day-to-day operations.
Okay.
Which is going to
require
you to do some training.
Understanding that there's a whole lot of change coming up with
right.
However this next new employee comes.
Correct. Correct.
It's all based on how things happen.
So, Mark, I didn't catch what you were saying.
I was talking about the fee schedule.
Fee schedule.
Effective implementation of the new fee schedule.
That's more on us.
Is that a goal for him?
Well, because it involves the mechanics of getting the bills out properly and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if another goal is to recruit and hire a seasoned professional who could be groomed for
profession.
But I think that's obviously implied. We haven't talked about that yet, but who hires the senior operators at the superintendent or the commission?
Well, when we get there's a process we go through.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to use this clean sheet as, because it only has a place for Chris to sign and for you to sign.
Yeah.
So if you want to make that your evaluation
sheet. I'll sign what you got there if you want to keep the notes or in everything, you turn it in after. I'll send them both. It doesn't really matter to me. It's something for you to keep anyways, and then to put in the file.
It's going to go in the file. So I think these were discussion point notes up here, and then there's
that stuff there. I'll have to
hold, and I would then transfer that over here and bring it by the office.
Okay.
So
that's fine.
Effectively implement any changes to the CWD's fee schedule. And I just put any because we're assuming they will. And then we have as an additional comment, maybe we should have something about employee replacement. But do you think that's
it's a goal?
Goal.
It's obviously something that should be high on the to do list.
Yes.
Going
obviously making it a priority, because that's something that just can't drift. It seems to be what I'm hearing.
So how do you want to word that, just to ensure that staff is adequate and backfill?
Why don't we just, instead of putting that third thing down, why don't we go through the personnel, water department personnel part of the new business, which may give us what we need to fill that last part out.
All right.
Okay?
You have some idea. So our overall rate of stands is an exception.
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Anything else under the evaluation at this point? So, water department personnel. New business. I think focused on the loss of our senior officer and whether or not we hire a new senior operator, if we have somebody in-house that could move into the senior operator's position, if we want to shift from senior operator to assistant superintendent, there's a lot of points for discussion here.
Yeah. So, I have been, it's been in my mind that we hire a operator or assistant superintendent. So it doesn't mean that he's not out in the field, but he is. He has the title of an assistant superintendent, but he's still a field guy, too.
Yeah. It's a work.
It's like an operational
assistant. Yeah, a work
position.
Assistant. Yeah.
We do have wording in somewhere up for a position, assistant superintendent.
Yep. Yes. We there
just,
is an area there for one.
Yeah.
Do we have a job description for
him? No. We did not write a job description for an assistant superintendent.
We talked about
it. Yes. I also, thinking through and everything else, would like to see an assistant be hired.
Yeah.
It would help me incredibly. But it's going to be a work in the system, and it'll be known as that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to hire someone who thinks they're getting a desk job.
Because that's not one of too small a department.
Yeah.
As far as the guys we have there already, it's not that.
No.
It's just too early.
Yeah. They don't have the licenses for it.
Yeah. And
they don't have the licenses that Brian has.
No.
And it will take a couple of years for them to get those? Or
yeah, they'd have. It would take them a year and a half to get it.
And then they'd have to look at their in order to go into a senior operator, there were so many years of service with the
correct.
District.
Correct.
I don't know where they are on that.
I think they're
time
in two or three
I
years.
I have the
like
criteria right here.
Process.
There's the different requirements there.
This is a full employment economy. Are you going to be able to find somebody?
I put it this way. I've already had, I'd say, three inquiries on what I plan on doing, because I know somebody, because this guy here, fully qualified, telling me and stuff like that. And I said, I'm not putting anything out right now. I said, I'm going to talk to my commissioners before I do anything.
Yeah.
But keep your eye out.
So having said that, I don't think the two guys we have already are there yet. It does not preclude them from advancement within the department as time goes on.
No.
And it doesn't mean that if we hire someone as a superintendent, it's an automatic that person gets to step up when you retire.
Right. No,
so
not at all.
It's still open to any and all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the system operator. Didn't we write one for the senior operator?
It isn't the last
stuff for senior operator?
Don't think so. Is that the way?
I think it was the top step.
It was a bond. Yeah, the top step is the senior operator.
Yeah. We talk about 7 years, and that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 years to a lot of
department. Yeah.
All the licenses required for the superintendent. Intimately familiar with all the department's operating systems, mechanical testing, safety, employee management, security, budgeting, etc. Okay. That's where he was.
Yes.
Step five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, hearing from yourself, who's been here for quite some time now, and Chris, as the superintendent, and he's also been here for a very long time, I think it is prudent to move towards finding an assistant superintendent, finding someone that can step into that position in that role. And it's encouraging to hear that you think there may be some candidates out there that
I don't have anybody in mind. Don't
think
that in any way or anything like that. Yeah, but yeah, I'm just encouraged to hear people say to me, you know, geez, I know somebody. Yeah. There's a lot of departments have gone private. We'll say if it's not, there's different places, there's Suez, there's Whitewater. There's these other ones that somebody's running Hyannis, right? You know what you used to. Yeah, different. There's different companies out there that'll sign 1 year, 3 year contracts, and there's a lot of people out there that get in there and go to work for them, and people are getting upset because after 3 years they put a new company in there. They come in, they say, yeah, you can keep the same employees, but they're going off our.
Salaries.
Our vacation policies. And everything else, so they can't get to a point where they're earning any more than a week's vacation or 2 weeks vacation,
so
stuff like that. So it's kind of tough for them, and they're losing a lot of people that way, training them and going.
So I think there's a couple things we need to do. There has to be a job description.
It does.
And I want to keep in mind of that job description the future of the water service, because things are changing.
Yep.
It's becoming more, you need to probably have a little more education in certain areas, or your computer proficiency has to be more than mine, that's for sure. And there has to be, so that has to be a job description with that stuff in mind, has to be a pay scale put together for what the range is going to be. And it has to be done within a certain amount of time to get it advertised out.
Yes.
So that we can look at. Because I fully expect this to take, you know, this could take 8 to 12 weeks.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's going to happen before the busy season's coming.
Yeah.
We're going to have, all of a sudden, it's going to be time for turn on, and it's going to be time for flushing.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be meters are easy. I can go out and do that myself
in
2 days, 3 days.
Do you know where to advertise? Are there industry email lists?
Yeah, I mean, I can put it on different websites that there's things that get sent out. Hey, do what water's looking for, this and that.
You have a little mini job description.
Yeah.
Pay rates, all that
and
stuff.
And I can look through and see the job listings, if there's anybody putting me out, and see what they're currently asking for and paying people, and do a little bit of a.
Because once that goes out, then there has to be a period of time to get stuff back. And has to be reviewed, and then we pick a certain number of candidates to come in to be interviewed, which we would be part of a board to interview them. And then we make a decision, and then there has to be background checks and all that stuff, and then there has to be time if we pick someone from them leaving their job to them coming to our job.
Right.
So that's why it goes out for a period of time.
Yeah, it's going to take a little time to do it, yeah. But I think if we get the right goal in mind, we're on the right foot.
Can we get a job description by the end of next week?
I can look and see if we have an old one.
If you want, I can go to a couple places and get examples of other departments.
Just to start something out.
Yeah.
And I'll look and see, you know, some of this job description is going to have some of the stuff from the senior operator position there.
I think we have your job description as well.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for. It's like that. We couldn't hire anybody and put them in that position because of the requirement to have one for the auditor.
Right, exactly.
So there's going to have to be some changes made to any job description that's posted.
You have to look for certain licenses. You got to look for certain experience.
Yeah.
You're going to have to look for certain I was just looking at it when I looked up. Driver's license, you know, the different kinds of, besides just having water license, you know, we don't need a hoisting license, we don't need anything like that, but it doesn't hurt to have somebody who has, you know, so we could go down and rent a backhoe if we needed to in a short, you know, something like that, but it's not something we'll require, but I mean, all we require is a driver's license. I think it's a D, class D or whatever, you know, which is just driving a pickup truck.
Well, I think you ought to think about all the things that you do and see if you can't put together bare bones.
Yeah, I'd like to see a license for a backflow prevention, you know, surveyor slash tester, because I'm the only one, and if that puts something on me, that's another week and a half.
Correct.
Out of the year that I have to run around, or 2.5 weeks, making appointments, trying to get into places, testing devices, retesting devices if I have to, and stuff like that. It's umpteen that we have to do every year to keep everything going.
So, I think is a week. I mean, it's an aggressive.
It's aggressive
schedule, but I think with what
see what we can put together.
Time that it takes.
You're gonna have to advertise it for a month.
Advertise and to interview. Find a candidate,
and advertise,
see if they want the job, and then have them leave their job and come to this one. It's a lot of time.
Yeah, and the salary, we're going to have to sit down and look at what we have, what we feel as though people are paying. I know that Constable, I could even do that. They just basically started a position over there, I believe, an assistant's position. They upped one of their guys that was working there.
Mm-hmm.
He actually nominated him for Waterworks Pride Award, and he won New England Waterworks Pride Award for got a big little trophy and everything else.
Oh.
Ron Tibby. Father used to own Gillison TV. It used to be in Hyannis. Well, he's one of the guys who called me. He said, you know, hey, I'll do anything you want, but you can't have Ron. So. So we'll try to put at least some qualifications together.
Can we add a short-term goal to the employee evaluation to work on that? Is that what you were thinking?
No, I think this is something we have to do no matter what the evaluation says.
Yeah.
I mean, I just...
Well, I'm just going back to that because you had mentioned alone until we talk about this.
Well, I mean, a goal is to have the new assistant super in place by... backwards from that, advertising, interviews, background checks, as well.
Yeah, I mean, we have to make sure everybody's on the same page before we run out and do any advertising or anything like that, but we can get at least all the qualifications down, what we want to see in the job, look around, see what other people are asking for, see if it's, I mean, we're going to be more unique than some on different things, being SCADA.
You know, ideally, he may get someone who's looking towards their retirement from, say, Western Mass, but wants to come do his last 4 or 5 years on the Cape.
Yeah. You never know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get an experienced person get this stuff smoothed out, get a job that's going and working fine, and then some of the newer guys might have a chance to do it.
I'd love to put in there someone who has a mechanical ability also, because that's one of the things that was such a great thing with Brian is that, if something was breaking down or anything like that, if we to do the preventive maintenance instead of hiring out, I could send him down and do some preventive maintenance on something. So it's little things like that, too, even, that we can put in there, mechanically inclined or something like that.
We can put down mechanic not as a requirement, but as a
preference.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be even something in interviews.
Because I know people that say, they go, requirements down there.
Are you going to ask that if they don't have the license that we'd be willing to give, to if they could get it in so long, or are you just going to say, no, we want the license now?
Everything has to be.
Well, it's the preferred, but if other things outweigh it, you can get it.
Right.
Yeah, this is what we would like. This is what the goal has to be within a certain amount of time. But if they don't have it, if we don't have anyone that has it, what do?
Correct.
Hold our breath?
Correct. Okay.
Right, you got to look at the budget.
Particularly
if you can get some information from the districts about what assistance you're making.
You said you talked to a couple people.
I'm going to talk to my friend over in Sandwich there.
Okay. I'll give...
He'll give me a hard time.
Yep. Our employee, Matt, is moving to Sandwich, signing papers tomorrow on the house. He's going to have Sandwich water.
I always drink bottled water there.
he's right up by the base, too, right?
Yeah. I just saw him watch out for that plume underneath
like
them.
That?
Yeah. Yeah, he's over off of Snake Pond.
Yeah. So that gives us something to do next week.
Okay, just so we're on the understanding, too, if we're talking about budget at this point. Even with what the guys have, they're still at the same level that they were last year. Neither one of them have that D2 that would knock them over to the next level. So
we're at the 2020 budget recommendations?
Yeah. I know that we have a piece of paper here someplace that I had that has to be filled in. It is in the end of everybody's folder, I believe. There it is. I have a copy of it someplace, so I can have Jen give me a copy. But one of these here.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. You guys are going to fill in that top up there.
The top part, I'd like to see if they're going to establish the cost of living index change for this year. Because we always went with a 3% standard raise, but since we did the adjustment last time, I think we were going to base it more on what there's only a 2% cost of living increase, then we use it as a guideline.
Jen, with hers here, I believe goes up to the final, to the next step, though. That was the only other thing that I had in here, so hers is pretty much written after her review.
But this is, I'm not quite sure what we're doing here.
We're filling in
these blanks here?
No, this proposed change in pay for the salaries for the next contract here, And according to the guidelines we had, the two junior operators have not gone to the next steps.
Right.
So any increase that would go to them would be based on a cost of living increase. And then, according to Chris, Jen's fulfilled the requirements for the next step increase?
Correct. It's not a lot. In addition to displaying level three, which is what she's at now, she's for a period of 4 years, she earns exceeding scores of three of those 4 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she was exceeding this year. Last year she was. This is the first time we're really doing the evaluation, so we have to go off my recommendations with
you
everybody.
Have
but there was no
dollar
complaint.
Figure for that top step for the next step?
Yeah, it goes to 58.
And then on top of that would be the whatever the cost of living is. Is that what we're doing it?
I would guess. I don't know if they're saying, if you're saying, I believe
all right,
that's
me,
what we had said
me,
before. That has nothing to do with the cost of living. Everybody's going to get the cost of living, but if they go up the level, because if these guys get their D2 halfway through the year,
right,
they'll be going up the step. I have to budget that there's a chance they'll be going up to another level.
Budget.
Yeah. You know, because they've been here the time.
The time, they just don't have the license.
Right.
So we need the budget for the next step.
Yeah, and I'll sit with Jen and look down, and if we give them the 2.5% now, we can work into that. What she's looking for from you guys here on the top is a figure to put in on everybody for the percentage-wise.
The cost of living?
Right, the percentage-wise. Because right now she was at the 54. She's going to go to 58. I believe we said that has nothing to do with the cost of living.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Meaning that the cost of living is on top of that step increase.
Correct.
Okay. Right, that's what I was trying to think about. Because
yeah.
I just... So there's somewhere in our... In each year as we go, and if there's an increase that changes the step numbers, do we have to make them, do the step numbers change every year, or do they stay the same?
They will not go up. Like, put it this way,
if she stayed the same, she would get a 2.5%.
Correct.
Whatever cost of living is.
Correct.
Say 1 to 20.
Right.
She would be on that number.
Correct.
Not sure if there was an assumption that if it's a step increase plus a 2.5%, whatever an increase is, the cost of living.
That sounds like what she would get the following year when there's no step increase.
Yeah, that's because when I was under a 3-year contract,
yep,
if I got an increase in my pay, it was based on the things that, you know, all the certificates I have, all the education, all the EMS stuff,
yep,
for that year.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I was to get more education, it would be part of that year. There wasn't a cost of living increase on top of that.
Okay.
Okay. We were given a 2% or 2.5% increase.
Put it this way, if we give the guys a step, I mean a cost of living, and just say halfway through the year they get their pass their D2. They've increased now to go to the next level. You're not going to keep the 2.5%. You're going to just go to the next level. You're not going to carry the 2% on anymore.
Are they going to get the step increase as soon as they get the license, or when the next budget comes around?
They've hit the qualifications for it if they pass the test. So I was assuming that it would go on, and I thought that's the way it was written.
When are they supposed to do the test?
I believe the class starts in February, and it's 12 weeks. So if they take it, if JR is the only one I know right now that's talking about taking the class.
So it's possible to have that before the next district meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this budget starts July 1st.
You'd have to take the test right after the class.
So if we're going to prepare for them to be, have that next step, we should probably put in the budget for that next step. And if he doesn't achieve it, then he will not get that next step.
Correct. Yeah.
And we'll be able to get money back.
But they might get, they would get the trust a little bit.
Yeah.
So if the budget starts July 1st and they have the new license in hand by that time, it's all good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we'll budget for the next step. Because this does start July 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, what's the next step above 47?
For the operators. What do you get for them?
Yeah. The next step for them.
Cost of living according to the Social Security Administration is 3.1.
Oh boy.
That's not going to go well.
Yeah, I heard that for this coming year they're expecting to be down occasionally. Trade wars.
Oh, to be down?
Yeah.
So it's going to drop.
Yeah.
So this was
this would put it to a level 3, which goes to 52.
So they go from 47 to 52?
Yep.
Okay, so that's a 5,000, 10,000.
But that might not be realized if they do not get it.
Yeah, but I mean, if we budget for it and they don't get it, then they won't. They will get an increase based on cost of living, but not the step increase. So we'll have money left over, which will be turned back.
In my job, I get both.
Yeah.
I meet my goals, and I'm topped out right now, but I'm moving over a column, so that allows me to get a nice increase in pay, plus I get the contract, the negotiated cost of living. But it's an association.
Does the overtime stay the same? Is that a fairly standard number?
A lot of the stuff here is just stuff that I'll work on the budget part here, going all the way down for this stuff here. All we need for you guys really is the top section here, which would be the percentage you want to go and where you want us to put. And if there are going to be any articles asking for money to be put into district meeting. I don't have a wish list at all. I don't have anything that is coming up. We've got quite a few things in the past. It'd be nice to give everybody a break. We don't need a new truck right now.
We got to get the security thing done.
Yeah, and we already have that money. We don't have to ask for any more. So.
And that's done by the beginning of
summer. Yeah.
And then, if you get a new employee, that's important.
That's going to be where we're going to have to see how much money to put into the system.
Yeah. That's going to be a long
way. But you're going to have that $69,000, almost $70,000 out of there next year. You know,
it's just going to be the difference between the senior operator budget number and whatever the assistant superintendent is.
Right.
And then also, we have, is there a line in here that makes up that there's the 15.5 for the USDA requirement?
That is where we're going to put it. Yeah, I believe it'll probably be in maintenance there. The thing that anything that happens with that tank can be written off of that, so they don't have to take the 15.5. So it's. But it's got to come from someplace. And Ray told me when originally that he'd like to see it in our budget.
Yeah, it needs to be in the budget.
Yeah, instead of putting it like into district meeting and making an article out of it every year.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean,
yeah.
Again, it comes. It's in our budget. Okay. And if we don't.
So we're just going to have to add that basically and put it in there.
But if we don't use it, does it accumulate from year to year to year? Okay.
Mm-hmm. He
like
puts it into a stabilization fund, basically.
For
yeah.
that
money.
Yeah.
And anything that you need that's associated
yeah.
with
that. Where is the overhead for the salaries? I don't see that here. Is that covered by the district somehow?
What do you mean by the overhead?
Well, the...
Oh, you mean the health insurance?
Payroll taxes and all that, yeah, health insurance, all of those stuff.
Actually, that's not on here. It's never really been on this budget.
No.
Where if this new rate system goes through, then we will be accepting all those expenses as part of our budget, and we'll have to be able to get those numbers and put them into our budget.
Right.
And we don't really have control of a lot of that stuff. Health insurance is basically gone over by the Prudential Committee.
Yeah.
They do all the meetings of the that they have. And
I believe Lisa's there.
Yeah, and that the retirement monies with a, with this 9 to 11% right now. I'm not sure what you guys are paying.
Yeah,
I paid 9%. I think it might be up to as much as 11% now.
Yes, I think the newer guys pay a lot more than I do. I can tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think the district has to kick in some money too, don't they?
For retirement.
Or is it just the employees' own contributions?
I think it's
like
the
their annuity.
I believe it's the employees'
okay.
own contribution.
Because I know that there's always been the talk that the Roswell County Retirement Fund is underfunded because towns didn't for a long time contribute to it.
Correct.
So they were going to ask us to make up for some of that in the future. So that's why I thought there might be some contribution to the fund from the district.
Yeah, nobody's talked to me about that at all. I'll put anything out. I mean, I didn't know anything about the balloon payments that had to go to insurance last year either. Mm-hmm. That was so huge and everything that had been not paid for years.
So that's information we need to get.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't factored into the cost of services.
I believe that,
it was.
It was all factored in because they met with Ray, and Ray would talk to him about all that over in when they came originally with their two or three meetings they had with Ray.
I don't remember it, seeing that on a spreadsheet.
It was at the bottom, yeah. I think
yeah.
the picture would not.
It was allocated from the overhead for all the district employees. It was allocated to our staff. But I don't see insurance on here either. I mean, there's some. Is this based on last year's?
That's what all that is. It's last year's.
But this is not the same as what gets presented at the district meeting for our budget.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I got my size, so I can read it.
Well, it just seems like it's missing a lot of
personnel
expenses.
Well, because that was never part of our budget. The financial exception. That's why they wanted to get rid of it.
Okay.
What it doesn't have is the capital expenditures, which are like the water tank and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not going to increase or decrease.
They did put in an ascending rate for the year that they put out for the plan here.
For
salaries, you know, adding in the salaries like we had the this year, and then they brought it up another
4%.
I think they said a 1.03%, something like that. Escalator. 4.27. But I'm not sure exactly whether it was a 3% per year, what they did, what the difference is between 330, 857, and 350.
Talking budget, Jen, also give me a copy of this reminder that the water bond payment is due on February 15th.
Yes.
It's for $96,447.78, $52.6 with principal and $43.8 with interest. It's automatically deducted through a pre-authorized debit. So that must be for the tank.
It's got to be,
the USDA.
Oh, yes, USDA, that's it.
Yep. COLA, a cost of living adjustment that I could find here that's relevant to the public employees. It's a military for 2020. They're going with a 2.8.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Fran has a place that she...
That she accesses it.
Yeah.
From. Last year's increase was 2%.
Does that big spreadsheet of yours have the insurance?
This figure that they've come up with for proposal, well, that didn't put in the overtime. 24. So they put in. They escalated things up here. It looks like a 3% or 2.5% for everybody.
So is that something that we defer to the Prudential Committee on as they look at the district as a whole?
I think the last time we discussed this, Fran was going back and forth with us. She said she had a figure that came from the federal government somewhere.
Right.
And I don't care what part of the government comes from, if it's the standard that's being applied, then that would be the standard that's whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it should be consistent throughout the district. Although I think the fire department's different because they work on a 3-year contract which has its raises built into it without a cost of living, regardless of a cost of living increase. They just get a contract raise every year.
Mm-hmm. Which they negotiated.
Yeah.
Based partly at least on expected cost of living increases. It
looks like they did like a 2% escalator.
Does that have the insurance and the retirement stuff on that sheet?
Debt service, employee benefits here. Life, retirement benefits, split 50%. Okay, no. His retirement assessment. So they have a retirement assessment here. Yeah, they have some of the benefits down the bottom.
Okay.
But I'm not sure how they have put them into.
Well, if we don't have to put them in our budget, that's fine. I'm just
curious. We never have had to.
On the superintendent, are you due for a step or just a COLA?
I don't believe that the superintendent has a step on there. I think that was if I remember right, that kind of as you guys see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bit.
There's a lot of different ways to figure that out. I mean, establish it, a base, and then it goes up with cost of living, or sometimes a chief of the department would get a percentage above. Firefighters get,
Right.
So if they get $50,000 a year and it's a 100% increase, then he gets 100. I don't know. I don't think that's how this is done now, but it could be.
You guys had kind of just set this last year.
Well, we set it based on a mean from all the other departments.
Correct. So it's been set. There, we didn't set up any kind of a level at that point. We just put us to where it was more competitive with neighboring towns.
And I think our goal was if we can maintain that mean level.
Correct.
Through cost of living, and then after 5 years, review where it is.
So this was really adjusted last year.
Yes.
So maybe it's appropriate to do the COLA this year. And then reevaluate the 3 or 4 more years.
Yeah. I think for all these things, it was a 5-year time period. this, and when the rate change comes, it'll be evaluated again in 5 years to see how, because we may do really good and be able to lower some rates.
So really, like I said, all you guys have to worry about right now is the top, and if you guys have any requests out there for anything, adding anything, or this has been our yearly budget for many years.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the senior operator is really all negotiable for the senior operator because we haven't really established the job description to see whether...
The assistant?
Yeah, that's the assistant.
Yeah, we'll eliminate on here senior operator.
Right. So I assume assistant superintendent would make more than the senior operator.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, you had a senior operator with a lot of experience.
We had a senior operator been here for years.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Maybe it's not that much different. Maybe it's 70.
To tell you the truth, I don't believe it is.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's too much different. But
so why don't we just,
I'll have to compare by looking around. Like
yeah.
Why don't we just park 70 in there for the assistant at this point? Or 65 or 70. See what kind of qualifications you get.
Yep.
I mean, you should be able to negotiate within a range. And we would know it, hopefully, by the time we get to the district meeting.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a thing, too. Somebody might want to say, you know what, I can't come here if I don't get paid this much. You know, and it's going to be beneficial.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
So, I know when the last time that we had an interview for was for Jen, and there was a range in there, and once we made the decision on who we're going to hire, and then we sat down, and based on her qualifications and her experience and all that stuff, we chose a number within that range as a starting point.
Yeah. But let's just park 70 there for now. See how it goes. When do you have to submit this to anybody?
I believe they ask, what is it, March?
I think it's the March meeting.
Yeah, they start asking.
They want us to go to their meeting in February, don't they, for us to do a presentation?
I also want to say it's the March meeting that they want it. They want it by May or something like that. They want it for figures or something. I think they want to know in March. They want you to come and say, hey, this is what we're thinking of.
This is our presentation on what the budget should be. And this is all the and based on any changes, this is how it will go. So leave the option open for minor changes.
Yeah.
So we have about 2 months to go.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like we've talked ourselves around to the superintendent getting a COLA, the assistant superintendent placeholder of 70, the operators budgeting for a step increase, assuming they get licenses, and the office manager getting a
step
increase, but no COLA.
Yeah.
So is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
For placeholders at this point?
At this point, yeah, and that, like I said, that 70, I'll fish around, you're going to look, and if we have to
start
go, this is just a draft, yeah. Probably increase with everybody going up a little bit the overtime another $500 just to be safe. Especially if we're going to have someone get paid a lot more money doing overtime also. They're a work and assistant they're going to be required to do on call.
So I noticed a $2,100 decrease in the fuel cost. I know gas prices have come down, and which is always nice, and I love it, but...
Yeah, that...
I was in New Hampshire this weekend. I found two overnight.
But you had to drive 3 hours to get there.
Well,
hey, it worked.
I made sure I arrived really
empty. Did you ride down, go downhill all the way?
Two overnight. They must have much less tax.
No. The show how old I am. When my first car was a Volkswagen Bug. I could get gas for $28.9. It had a 9-gallon tank. I gave the guy $3. I got change back.
I'm almost that old.
Okay.
So you're saying you'd rather see that up a little bit, just in case?
Well, the range, the senior operator thing is still, it's going to have to be a range.
Oh, no, I was talking about the gas.
No,
we usually just try to think of what's going to come on, try to estimate a little
right.
bit. And
so
right now, I think that's going off what we've currently spent. That's why.
Yeah, I get that. But do we have a place to grab $1,000 if we needed to cover that?
Yes, in the budget, yeah.
Okay. I know we had something somewhere, but. All right.
There's a couple things. Like I said, I got to go over the testing again, go over the schedule, and make sure and see how much you're charging for certain things. Like I said, if we're going to add the PFOAs, it's going to have to be $1,500 right away for that, you know, or $1,300, whatever we said, yeah.
Well,
yeah, it's $325 a sample off the top
yeah.
of your head.
I'll call around.
It says $1,350, make it $1,500 just to make sure we're not.
Correct. In case they do increase for more.
Yeah.
Byproducts or
more
polyphenolic acids. I can't say it. I try sometimes, but.
Chemicals of emerging concern.
Thank you.
So, but that stuff's not in there.
No, that's. This is, like I said, this is the only step. We'll give you more of a figure there. Jen and I just haven't had the chance between, like I said, she's just back to work. I'm just back to work. You know, Matt just, we're back at full staff today. Mm-hmm. We've all got your flu. I think it's just because you told us about it, everybody got sick. That's why he had made the night of the budget meeting, because he was up like that, yeah.
I filled that out.
Okay.
Anything else on budget then?
No, other than we just have, I'll talk to Fran and get what the official cost of living rates will be based on.
We still have February to go here, but in March, just want to let you guys know that this building will be unavailable because they're doing the floors.
Yeah, they were putting it out in the central register and Combines.
So our options are we could use the fire department's handicap accessible.
Yeah.
Or we used to do meetings at the back building of the water department, which is not handicap accessible.
Yeah, I would prefer the fire department if they would let us use their room, and I'm sure Paul would let us.
Yeah.
Just because it is, like you said, fire, it is handicap accessible, it's more legal.
Well, and if we're talking about doing some sort of public service announcement or YouTube video of our March meeting, or maybe a separate meeting, I don't know, for the cost of services rate increase.
That should be the presentation or something. Yeah.
You know, maybe we want to do it at the library. I don't know if the library has a decent media.
We do have a semi-decent, you know.
And if it's handicap accessible, I mean.
It does have a ramp.
Be on that
but the
floor.
Those are steps, I think.
Yeah, but that's why you have to keep it on the first floor with a checkout desk. Anyway, we need to set up February.
We've got one more thing here for us to do, though.
Oh, yeah. Election of commissioners. Right?
Yeah, I was going to say that
May.
Just as Tom Brady gets better with age, we we should keep on our senior commissioner here.
Right?
He told me no.
Kathy will kill me and you would be collateral damage.
Okay. So anyway, looking forward, are we doing any recruitment of candidates? How does that happen? I have one name that I think would be
Don's kind of let it be known out there that he will not be running pretty soon.
And the only one person that was here is white. I think it was
oh yeah, you meant yeah. You said something to Zace Carroll.
Isn't he on the fire?
Yeah, he is. But his wife isn't. She said, "Yeah, you could You can come over here anytime you want my job. I'm leaving at the end. You can have it.
I have talked to my friend Scott Horsley, who has some interest.
Oh, good.
That's good.
So I don't know if you know Scott, but he's done groundwater protection work around the country for EPA as well as University of Detroit. He knows how to save PFAS.
So, I mean, that would be great. I mean, my only experience doing this was I worked in the water department a long time ago.
I mean, that's been it. That's obviously a great benefit for the staff here.
Yeah.
But I think if, I mean, you know, it's obviously a political and a personal decision, but if there are, I think I could persuade them to.
Yeah. There is a time when we have to, he has to get 25 right. signatures by a certain date. And does the applications, the paperwork hasn't been put together yet, has it?
We haven't heard from anybody. We've only had one phone call from one town official asking if we had any of the applications for.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard anything from the. We usually carry it for the clerk. He usually stops by because it's more convenient for people to swing in, pick up nomination papers and absentee ballots and stuff like that at the water department. So, and we sign them out usually.
Do you have the nomination forms?
We do not have them yet. He will stop
so when
by with an envelope. When it gets closer.
Yeah. Well, let me know. There must be a filing deadline. That was when Mimi recruited me last year. I think it was she did like a last minute. Kind of thing. But I think that was in April.
Yeah, it was close.
So anyway, that's all I have.
Yeah, no, good. And I think spread the word. You know.
Yeah.
People want to marry you.
Yeah, we need some money.
I'll give this to Jen.
Kathy has made that clear.
She's half Portuguese.
I know Kathy.
I know. I don't win many battles.
Anything else?
We've got to try to figure out a date for the next.
We've got to come up with a date.
It's just
really February.
Well, the third Wednesday is the 20th.
Yes.
Vacation
week.
It's vacation week.
Okay.
What
about the 13th?
That's 2 weeks from now.
No, but I'm saying the only reason I say that is if we get the paperwork for advertising that position done fairly quickly.
Okay. Yeah.
That might, you know what I mean? We have a little pressure under us to get that going.
Yep.
Okay. 13th
February.
Okay.
Is it the 14th, Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So this would be the 15th.
Not that it really matters.
Wednesday the 15th?
Wednesday's the 13th.
Wednesday's the 13th.
Okay.
Thursday's the 14th.
Got it.
5:30?
Yeah.
And we're going to ask if we can do it, well, depending on if they do the floors or not.
Well, that's in March. So that's the meeting after this. So we're okay for February.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
The bond payment.
Do we? Do
the $96,000.
That's just, you know, that's the treasurer's.
That's just something that happened. Just an FYI for everybody. We're paying our bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Give me a minute. I didn't miss anything. Anybody want to prepare the letter for the annual report? Besides me? I got to have it done by March 1st. It's just a short letter.
What you do is come up with some basic outline of what you want to say, and Jen will help you out tremendously.
Yeah.
You look at the one that was done last year by me.
Oh, look at that.
Okay.
Okay, and I just like to, you know, have something about about Brian in there. Other than that, if there's anything you want to add to it, send me, send me an email or whatever. Or come on, we could talk about it. Yeah, that would be more appropriate. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 So as far as the scouting trips, he knows more about baseball than I know. And she would have, when the scouts come around, they do the scouts, they know all the umpires, they know players and stuff like that. It was a really neat time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more of a connection.
Have you seen the Cajun painting of the Cavaliers in the dugout?
Yeah.